Han took a careful breath. Finally, now all he had to worry about was fouling this up.
I want to offer Card a deal. The chance to work directly with the New Republic.
Torv nodded.
I'd heard that you were going around trying to push that scheme with other smuggling groups. The general feeling is that you're trying to set him up for Akbar to take down.
I'm not,
Han assured him.
Akbar's not exactly thrilled at the idea, but he's accepted it. We need to get more shipping capacity from somewhere, and smugglers are the logical supply to tap.
Torv pursed his lips.
From what I've heard, it sounds like an interesting offer. Of course, I'm not the one who makes decisions like that.
So, take us to Card, Lando suggested. Let Han talk to him directly.
Sorry, but he's at the main base at the moment,
Torv said, shaking his head.
I can't take you there.
Why not?
Because we don't let strangers just flit in and out,
Torv said patiently.
We don't have anything like the kind of massive, overbearing security Jabba had on Tatooine, for starters.
We're not exactly...
Lando began. Han cut him off with a gesture.
All right, then,
he said to Torv.
How are you going to get back there?
Torv opened his mouth, then closed it again.
I guess I'll have to figure out a way to get my ship out of impoundment, won't I?
That'll take time,
Han pointed out.
Besides which, you're known here. On the other hand, someone who showed up with the proper credentials could probably pry it loose before anyone knew what had happened.
Torv cocked an eyebrow.
You, for instance?
Han shrugged.
I might be able to. After that thing at Lobu, I probably should lie low, too. But I'm sure I could set it up.
I'm sure,
Torv said, heavily sardonic.
And the catch?
No catch,
Han told him.
All I want in return is for you to let us give you a lift back to your base, and then have 15 minutes to talk with Card.
Torv gazed at him, his mouth tight.
I'll get in trouble if I do this. You know that.
We're not exactly random strangers, Lando reminded him. Card met me once, and both Han and I kept major military secrets for the Alliance for years. We've got a good record of people being able to trust us.
Torv looked at Lando, looked again at Han.
I'll get in trouble,
he repeated with a sigh.
But I guess I really do owe you. One condition, though. I do all the navigation on the way in, and set it up in a coded erasable module. Whether you have to do the same thing on the way out will be up to Card.
Good enough,
Han agreed. Paranoia was a common enough ailment among smugglers. Anyway, he had no particular interest in knowing where Card had set up shop.
When can we leave?
As soon as you're ready.
Torv nodded at the sabacc chips cupped in Han's hand.
Unless you want to go back to the Lobu and play those,
he added. Han had forgotten he was still holding the chips.
Forget it,
he growled, dropping the stack onto the hollow board.
I try not to play sabacc when there are fanatics breathing down my neck.
Yes. The Reverend put on a good show, didn't he?
Torv agreed.
Don't know what we would have done without him.
Wait a minute, Lando put in. You know him?
Sure,
Torv grinned.
He's my contact with the Hill Clan. He couldn't have made nearly so much fuss without a stranger like you there for him to pick on, though.
Why, that rotten...
Han clamped his teeth together.
I suppose that was his skifter, huh?
Sure was.
Torv looked innocently at Han.
What are you complaining about? You got what you wanted. I'm taking you to see Card, right?
Han thought about it. Torv was right, of course. But still.
Right,
he conceded.
So much for heroics, I guess.
Torv snorted gently.
Tell me about it. Come on. Let's get into your computer and start coding up a nav module.